Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Top stories still involve residual effects of the election. A couple of stories of interest, including this race for United States Senate seat in Pennsylvania. Dave McCormick, the Republican, barely leading the incumbent Bob Casey, so close that it likely would go, Paul, you said, to a recount.
Yes. If the vote total remains, the gap between the candidates remains less than 0.5%. Right now it's at 0.4%, so that would trigger a recount. But they're not done counting all the ballots, so that number may increase or it may not. I would think it's less likely to go back up. I think it'll probably stay where it's at. I think a recount myself is likely, which would have to be done by the 26th.
So then we got to wait for that one.
Yep.
Not as critical as it may have been to flip that seat from red to blue, because the other gains that were made across the country have the Senate now with the majority for the Republican Party.
And I read this morning a couple of articles, one in Wall Street Journal, that says that the GOP is likely to hang on to their House majority.
So that means, what do they call that, when you got Republican president, Republican majority in Senate and the House? The hat trick.
Yeah, unified government. We're used to divided government. We're used to having it split up between the White House and Congress most of the time.
And the Supreme Court all in a line. That said, President Joe Biden reached out to Donald Trump to congratulate him, talk about a transfer of power. He will address the nation, and we will carry that live at 11 a.m. this morning, anchored by CBS's Steve Kathan, who is also, and I'm looking at the rundown, they have special reports, and it'll be interesting to hear what President Biden has to say, and you can hear that right here.
I listened to some of, but couldn't listen to all of, Vice President Harris's remarks at Howard University as she conceded the election yesterday afternoon. And the tone that the Biden administration is striking about the transition of power is very positive. Everyone's making an effort here, I think, to not have happen what we had the last time, with a lot of acrimony.
Right.
You know? And really, we've had contested elections a lot in the 2000s. The most recent would be before that would be 2016.
I still remember back in the day, we mentioned it the other morning, the hanging Chad in Florida in that year with Al Gore and George Bush.
Well, I was in the middle of that one, Larry.
And the Supreme Court had to decide. People forget that.
Yep. There were five recounts. Each of the recounts added to George Bush's total. But the total was in just minuscule, like 500 and some votes he won Florida by.
And so I think from that standpoint, a lot of people will not have anxiety about the transition of power in Washington.
Thank goodness.
There is a hurricane that made landfall, Category 3, Rafael, into the island of Cuba, and has done some damage, knocked out power. And we're going to talk in the next half hour to meteorologist Joe Lundberg about where the track is. It appears, though, it's headed toward the Yucatan and away from Florida's west coast.
Yes, it's headed for the Big Bend area, if you want to call it that, in Mexico's east coast. But it looks like it's going to kind of drop to the south and west as a tropical storm, and maybe it won't even make landfall as much more than a depression. Who knows?
Yeah, there's still obviously, in some cases, particularly in western North Carolina, because of the focus of the news and naturally so coming down the stretch to the campaign. But the folks there that are living with this every day, if you've seen that catastrophic flooding in the Carolinas that occurred with Hurricane Helene, it will be years before they have any assembly of normalcy in places like Asheville. Which have you been to Asheville, North Carolina?
I have not.
That it became a destination place, a really cool place to visit, and some of the little towns around the area were just wiped off the map.
Pretty much Asheville's arts district, I guess, would be one way to put it. It was devastated. I had a friend who was considering moving to the Asheville area because it was so nice there.
Yeah,
it's a shame what's happened in western South Carolina and over in eastern North Carolina.
And then Milton,
in the west as well. They got it in both of the Carolinas, really.
And then the double whammy for Florida with the eye of the storm going over the Sarasota-Bradenton area. But they are making progress, and we'll give you an update on that. Tomorrow we'll track the storm and keep you posted on all the stories.
One other little note, we're now being made aware that the shooting we're reporting in Northview Heights involves not one victim, but four. So we'll try to get the details together on that for the bottom of the hour.
Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you posted on breaking news, weather information, and whatever's going on. And coming up in the next half hour, a chance for you to win tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band at PPG Paints Arena. That is next weekend, November 15th. Dave Matthews, very, very popular here and around the world. He's kind of his own musical genre. Meanwhile, while everything that's been going on is going on, have you noticed a lot of people hacking, coughing? It's that time of year. And walking pneumonia, Aaron.
I was wondering if that's where you were going to go. I just saw an article about this week.
Yeah, if you've had a nagging cough recently, there's a chance it wasn't a cold this time or even COVID. The CDC says an outbreak of, quote, walking pneumonia has been going around the country, mostly making kids sick. And you know when they go back to school in the late summer, early fall, once they're all in the same room, mix it up, and then when it gets cold. But it hasn't really been cold. But have you heard of walking pneumonia, Aaron?
Yeah, I feel like I must have had that a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And other people I know, I think, had that too. Just like this weird chest cough.
A lot of people you hear hacking, right? So the walking part means it doesn't knock you out as hard as the regular kind of pneumonia, even though cases are 10 times higher than this same time last year. This is from the CDC.
Pneumonia, man, that is one scary deal right there. But this walking pneumonia is not as bad, you say?
No. But you don't feel 100% normal, but you have this persistent nagging cough. It spreads through droplets just like a cold or COVID, but requires different antibiotics than you would get for a typical case of pneumonia. So if you've had this nagging cough and you're not sure what it is, you might want to check with your doctor. They can give you some antibiotics, but that would explain, you know, why you've had people. So you felt that way a couple of weeks ago, Aaron?
I did. I had a weird cough, had to take a few sick days because I didn't know what was going on. Like you said, I've had the flu before. Like, I just couldn't pinpoint what it was.
Just call me Dr. Richard.
Thank you. Dr. Richard to save the day.
Yeah, I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express once.
Although you would look convincing in one of those doctors, that white doctor's smock getup with the stethoscope, you know, around the neck. You could pull that off.
What if that was your name, Dr. Smock?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Excuse me, Dr. Smock? You ever been to a Turkish prison, Joey? You know, they ask you, this is going to take me back to getting that exam in grade school, St. Ursula. That was...
Somehow we get back to the floating nun.
Aaron's referring to a principal we had, Sister Gabriel. Even remember her name. I can't tell you what I had for breakfast yesterday, but I can tell you Sister Gabriel, and I can see her. She looked like... And my buddy Jimmy Krenn said, Sister Mary Charles Bronson. And they had the black habits, you know, with the white cardboard on the top of their forehead. You've seen this look, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't see their feet because their dresses go floor to the floor.
Right.
And then we would line up on either side of the hallway to get the bus in the afternoon, and you had to look for it. It was like being in the Marine Corps as an 8-year-old. And Sister Gabriel, the principal, would literally float down the hallway like a air hockey puck.
Oh.
And just, she would dart her eyes from one side of the hall to the other, holding, speaking of walking pneumonia, a Kleenex, which she would stuff in her sleeve, right?
Jeez.
I remember people who did that. Yeah, that was a thing.
She'd blow her nose, which sounded like the horn at Acrisure when the Steelers come out.
Now you can write a book about this, and we know what the title is. The Floating Nun.
Right.
By Dr. Schmark.
We'll know his surname.
Morning show, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. In just a few minutes, we'll check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather on the Hurricane Rafael that made landfall in Cuba as a Category 3, find out where it's going. And what about this drought? Paul, you just mentioned they're asking you.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To conserve water.
11 gallons a day. That's a lot of water.
Which is rare for that request in this part of the country, especially in November, which is...
Well, October was very dry.
A testament to how dry it has been, really, through much of the summer. Certainly October, and here we had a little bit of light rain yesterday, but not nearly enough to make a significant difference, apparently. So we'll
I guess
check.
We need to ask... About the rain totals coming up for the rest of November as well.
Yeah, it doesn't look like rain showers again until maybe Sunday. Meanwhile, if you're an outdoor person, you kind of like it. But it has changed also the leaf peeping with, and you mentioned the leaves, in some cases, seem like they all dropped in a week. or two. In other cases, they're still hanging on. So in the meantime, the day after the election, we have President Biden live. We'll be covering that. Anchored coverage coming up at 11 this morning after he has spoken to President-elect Donald Trump. Kamala Harris gave her concession speech yesterday, and with the details from CBS, Jared Hill.
Former President Trump, now President-elect Trump, will be entering the White House with the support of a Republican Senate, easing the way for everything from cabinet positions to potential judicial nominations. All the while, Vice President Kamala Harris conceded the race, as you mentioned, but she said that the fight for her supporters is far from over.
While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
At Howard University, Vice President Kamala Harris urged her supporters to accept the results of the 2024 election, but not give up the broader fight.
This is not a time to throw up our hands. This is a time to roll up our sleeves.
Harris also said she'll help with President-elect Donald Trump's transition and the peaceful transfer of power after calling earlier to congratulate him. The Trump team said in that call, President Trump acknowledged Vice President Harris on her strength, professionalism, and tenacity throughout the campaign.
We're going to make our country better than it ever has been.
Trump won, broadening his coalition from 4 years ago in nearly every state with almost every major demographic group. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders chided Democrats, saying it shouldn't be a surprise that a party, quote, which has abandoned working class people, would find that the working class has abandoned them. President Biden will address the nation today. In a statement, he praised his VP as a tremendous partner and public servant. Biden seems says the president also congratulated Trump on the phone, inviting him to the White House.
Certainly a happy day for the GOP.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate's top Republican took a victory lap yesterday, with the election flipping the upper chamber to GOP control. Republican leaders in the House are also claiming victory, though votes are still being counted to determine whether the GOP will have a full mandate in Washington.
We know that Vice President Harris hasn't said what her political future looks like, although she and President Biden are still going to be in office for the next 74 days. Folks on the progressive wing of the party who are saying that it is time to lean a bit further to the left, saying that they think that the party needs to drill down on progressive policies, younger ideas, younger leadership, and not make a play for moderate Republicans like what we saw this go around. Meanwhile, on the flip side, you have some who are saying that it is time for the Democratic Party to refocus on so-called kitchen table topics and not talk so much about some of the cultural things. The question is going to be, where do they go over the next 4 years without any clear leadership at the helm of the party itself?
CBS is Jared Hill.
And I was a little surprised, Larry, to hear Mitch McConnell's voice there.
Where's
because
he
been? I thought he had stepped down, but I guess that doesn't happen until the new Congress in January, I suppose.
Yeah, there'll be some very familiar names transitioning out of Washington as we roll into the new year. And the old guard is in transition in many cases.
Very old guard. And I don't mean that to be disrespectful to our most elderly citizens. I'm just saying that
the fact that Mitch McConnell ran with Abraham Lincoln and Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I'm going to be interested to listen to President Biden's message today. That's going to set the tone for the transition in his administration, and I hope it really does go smoothly.
I'm going to suggest that he's going to be, you know, suggesting to everybody, you know, it's time to unify some degree, to take some of the divisiveness and the acrimony out. And now, just think about it. We talked about politics in the workplace a couple of weeks ago. Talked to an expert about handling that. When you're in a work situation environment, it's probably best not to go there, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And how people, now that the election is over, will transition to a more normal work environment, because it's been very contentious in many cases.
Yes, it's a topic that we've done well with around here. We've all been very careful to, you know, to not wear our hearts on our sleeves when it comes to our political leanings and that type of thing.
As long as you kiss the ring of our boss here, you're
well, sure.
Actually,
that's required anyway.
Yeah, very good. Coming up, we're going to go live to AccuWeather. Want to know about this Hurricane Raphael and look at our weather in terms of getting some real substantial rain since we're in a drought situation. And let's go live to AccuWeather's world headquarters, meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Larry.
So let's first talk about this hurricane that hit Cuba. Raphael, Category 3, right?
That is correct. It's now moved northwest and away from Cuba, and it's in the process of turning more westerly over the next 24 to 48 hours. An unusual course for something into the Gulf of Mexico in November, to be sure. But that appears to be what's guiding it, an upper-level ridge of high pressure that's kind of been pushing it northwestward now, and it looks like it's going to continue to expand westward and force this thing to go farther west rather than turn north and northeast.
Joe, we just did a story about water conservation. One of the utilities is asking people to go back by at least 11 gallons a day in usage. They say they don't have an immediate problem, but they're trying to avoid, even stricter measures. And that got Larry and I to wondering about the forecast for rain in the rest of November.
It's not good. I mean, the chances go up for next week, really starting later this weekend. I think there's going to be some rain around here Sunday, particularly in the afternoon and evening. But I'm not sure that it's enough. It's like a quarter to a third of an inch of rain. I don't think it's much more than that. Then it goes away, and then we go back to dry weather. Another front looks like it comes through Wednesday night or Thursday. Probably similar rain amounts. So at least we get a little bit. There's a couple of opportunities. But if you look at the pattern as a whole, probably for most of the month, it's still going to be drier than average across the area. Not as exceedingly dry as it was in October, but not the kind of rains that we need to start turning things around and bringing those water tables back up a little bit.
So we won't see any showers till maybe Sunday.
Right. It's dry today, dry tonight, dry tomorrow, dry Saturday. But Sunday, as the day progresses, the risk of rain goes up. So probably from midday on, we'll see some off and on rain showers.
And back to the hurricane for a moment. So the west coast of Florida is safe because obviously they've been the double whammy with Helene and then Milton.
Yeah, there's more and more evidence that they're going to be okay, that they're going to miss out on this thing. I mean, there's some gusty winds along the southwest coast of Florida right now, but as the hurricane moves farther away from them, the weather should calm down there. And this thing may stay in the Gulf of Mexico and just slowly but surely die. It could even end up turning southwestward and heading more toward Mexico. I just don't think it's a problem for the Texas or Louisiana coast at this point in time. And as it goes farther west, it should encounter drier air and enough upper-level wind shear that it should gradually, slowly but surely weaken the system.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg, thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
November 15th. It's next week. Dave Matthews Band, we've got a pair of tickets for you at 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Paul.
4.
You got it. You've got your chain tied to me tight. And keep listening. The Big K Morning Show will give you chances to win into tomorrow for the Dave Matthews Band. Really extraordinary talent, very popular. He's got like his own musical genre.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at who's coming to perform here over the weekend, and singer-guitarist Samantha Fish is going to be here. You know who's going to be here tomorrow night? Iron Maiden. And they get a picture of Steve Harris and Janet Garrison. These guys are still at it, but they still have
big hair.
The same outfits. From like the 70s.
Oh, I love that.
So Iron Maiden, where are they at? PPG Paints Arena. Jim Gaffigan, the comedian who now is also portraying Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live, is going to be here at PPG Paints as well Saturday night. And then capping the weekend is singer-songwriter, country music star Casey Musgraves. So it's going to be a busy weekend for entertainment, in town.
In this last stretch, since we really got going again with the concerts downtown and of course, the cultural district, I was just thinking, if you lived downtown and had a lot of free time in the evening, you could do something just about every night.
Yeah, you'd almost think we're like a real city. And with the promise to reimagine downtown over the next 10 years, the Governor Josh Shapiro has put a coalition of public and private stakeholders. You know, they're looking at trying to transform the city and reimagine what a new downtown will look like. This on top of the Esplanade. This is the Lucas Pyatt.
With this, what a vision that is.
Right along the river. So if you imagine Acrisure Stadium, and then you keep going, there's the Rivers Casino, and then just beyond that will be this area. They'll have a Ferris wheel.
The big one.
And they'll have an aquarium and some other destination amenities.
But there's going to be apartments, including affordable housing. Going to be a mix of retail and office space.
Yeah, and apparently docks for houseboats.
Right.
So you could literally live on the river. Or if you can't afford that, you just get an old van and drive down by the river. Remember Chris Farley from Saturday?
Yeah.
In a van down by the river?
What a hilarious scene. I don't know what was funnier, him or David Spade trying not to laugh. David Spade was one of the kids that he was brought in to try and scare into acting right.
If you've ever seen...
I can't remember what the character's name was.
That was funny.
But he had the horn-rimmed glasses and that blue plaid jacket or whatever it was that was at least three sizes too small for him. Man, hilarious man.
He was a special talent, yeah. And I'm going to record Saturday Night Live just to see how they handle this whole election stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
This week.
I mean, there's been a lot of opportunities for them to base skits on, right?
Yeah, and they have Dana Carvey as Joe Biden, and I mentioned Jim Gaffigan as Tim Walz. You got Maya Rudolph as Kamala Harris. And the guy that's doing Trump, it used to be Alec Baldwin back in the day. And now I can't remember the guy's name, the cast member that does Trump. But they've got all these people, you know, it's pretty entertaining.
We should call casting up and let them know about Cale Berger.
He can, oh man.
I mean, Saturday Night Live could use him right now.
He's
for
really,
the next several years.
Really good at it. Kamala Harris.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.